Yes, let's go. So, hello everyone. My name is Olivier Aubert. I'm happy to be there.
Just a second.
Yeah, okay.
For battery, where I'm here. Okay, everything's fine.
Good luck.
It's fine. So I'm from France, from Nantes, and I'm research engineer and currently freelance consulting for research projects. And I'm going to talk to you today about the video software I developed, which is called Advin, which is a video annotation software, and how it's been used recently, because it's a software which has some history already, but it still has some uses and actuality. So I will present two use cases, two usage of the application, so recent. So since it's a lightning talk, I will be quick on the project itself, and then talk about the two examples, which are the remind method application, which is a museology investigation method, and the ADA project, which is a media studies project with the Berlin. So Advin, it's a project which started in 2002. So that's rather old, with Yannick Prier and Pierre-Antoine Champagne, University of Lyon. And we wanted to provide tooling for accompanying active reading of audiovisual documents. And so active reading is the possibility for a user to immerse himself in a document, to take notes, and to structure, to have a scholarship workflow based on his annotation on the document, so to accompany reflections on the document. So the goal is to create share analysis of audiovisual documents as things that we call hypervideos, basically a mix of annotations and video. It's a free software, so the project itself gave birth to a concrete artifact, which is an application, the Advin application, which is a free software, GPL, cross-platform desktop application using Python, GTK, and GStreamer. It's been used in different contexts, but I will talk about two today. Quickly, the interface is rather common. It's centered around a video. Can I show that? Yes. There's a video player here, which is always there, and then around the video player, you have multiple places, which we call, I don't know the name we use. Places for different views for interacting with the metadata. So you put metadata. For instance, here I've got below the video a view, which is a timeline view, which is rather common in audiovisual annotation domain or audiovisual manipulation. On the right, you've got the same data, which is presented in a different way. It's as a transcription, with time codes presented as this kind of thumbnails on the video. And then on the right, you've got an output of the process. So this is the first two views are the kind of tools. There are multiple other views, but these two views are the kind of tools that you're using in your process, in your scholar process of exploring the content and constructing your analysis. And this on the right can be seen as the output of the process. So Advin tries to be a tool that you can use throughout the whole process, from structuring, analyzing to producing outputs here. And we'll see how it goes. So basically, the important notion to take from this figure is the black rectangle that surrounds the annotation structure, the annotations themselves, the annotation structure, which is user-defined,